Good Monday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. It's my occasional podcast talking about markets. I'm on vacation this week, but did want to give you an update on what's happening in the markets today. We did see a pretty quiet trade across the board. The equity markets, the macros, all fairly quiet today. Soybeans, cotton, wheat, all pretty quiet. But the corn market did make some noise today. So kind of wanted to give you an update on what's happening there. Let me give you a rundown. First of all, soybeans were up 2 to 3 cents at the close. The wheat market up 1 to 2 in the Chicago market. Kansas City 4 to 5 higher. Minneapolis wheat mixed. The cotton market mixed on the day, and rice pretty quiet on the day. But it was corn where the action was. December corn up 7 cents at 5.32¾. March corn up 6¼ at 5.40½. And December 22 corn at 5.27¾. A couple of things today that were positive. First of all, the weekly export inspections. That's last week's loadings. And it's good to see that the Center Gulf of Mexico loadings are back up to full speed again. Corn last week at 976,000 metric tons. That was higher than the previous week and above trade guesses. Soybean loadings at 2.298 million metric tons. That was above the highest trade guess for last week and up 500,000 metric tons from the previous week. Wheat loadings were down about 300,000 tons. Now, something had to give if we were going to see beans and corn loadings that big. So wheat was down. But this is the time of year we need to be cranking beans out. We've got a lot of sales on the books to get filled, and so it was great to see these big numbers coming out of the Center Gulf this week, and I'm sure that was a big factor in the markets, and hopefully that'll continue. We'll fill some of these commitments we already have, especially with China, and maybe bring China back into the market like we saw them at the end of last week in soybeans. Corn, not so much right now. We've got to get past beans. Corn is the second half of the marketing year crop as far as exports go, so we typically don't see huge loadings until we get the soybean loadings behind us. But we are seeing very good demand in corn in the domestic markets right now. Ethanol demand, we reported last week, ethanol usage or production last week was up quite a bit. That's a good sign. Short term, there's some very positive things here for ethanol. Long term, we've still got some question marks. What's the government going to do? Are they going to change the mandates as far as blending? That's still a reason to be nervous, and I'm very nervous about ethanol longer term. But short term, we're cranking this stuff out right now, and so that's a very positive thing for the market. And I think that's what helped push the December corn contract today. And we did see some good technical buying today. If you look at the chart today, which I've included on the front page with my daily email, we pushed through the 9-day moving average this morning, and then we pushed through the 20-day moving average. And both of those things really, I think, kicked in some new buying, brought some new fresh interest back into the market. We closed corn tonight, the highest we had since the beginning of last week when the market started to dip. So some very positive things there. Resistance in December corn is 3 cents above tonight's close at the 50-day moving average at 5.35½. Again, that's about 3 cents above where we finished the day today. So we'll watch that tomorrow. But the stochastics lines crossed, which the short-term movement, short-term buying was, across the long-term line. That's a positive. RSI's pointing up at about 52 right now. That's a positive. So there's some friendly things happening here, at least short-term in the corn market. So we'll see if we can ride that out through the rest of this week. So I did want to report all of that news. As far as South America goes, continues to be very good down there. As far as Brazil, ag-rural, they're planning, they're estimating the soybean planting pace in Brazil at 22% right now, compared to 10% a week ago. This is the second fastest pace on record, behind only the 2018-19 marketing year. So the recent rains there have really spurred some quick planting. If you recall last year, a lot of farmers were nervous about planting beans, waited until they got a rain. Now that they've been catching some rains, they've been getting the beans in the ground. So some good things going for the crops there. Far southern Brazil, down into Uruguay and Argentina, very dry right at the moment. And it's a little early down in that part of the world, but they're not really into planting yet. But that's something to keep an eye on here as we move forward. But the earlier they plant this Mato Grosso bean crop in Parana and some of the northern states, then the earlier they get the double crop corn planted. And that's what a lot of us are going to be paying attention to. A lot of people in the corn market, especially eventually, will start paying attention to that. So not a lot to report today, but that was some positive things, I think, for corn, especially on the charts. Some very, very positive things there to help this market out a little bit. Besides that, U.S. harvest, 52% complete on corn. So we're making pretty good progress, although last week things slowed down a little bit with the rain. And so that kind of set us back a little bit, but we had been running 8 to 10 points higher than normal. So I don't think there's any concern. The forecast does look fairly dry for the next week or so. So I would anticipate this week we'll pick up quite a bit as far as getting people back in the field. So with that, I don't have a whole lot else to report. Just wanted to give you an update on the corn market. The technicals look fairly friendly going into tomorrow. Appreciate your time. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust. We'll talk to you again very soon.